Good morning and welcome to Simply Space. It's Sunday, April 14th. On today's show, NASA's next deep space mission won't use artificial intelligence, and the Artemis II Orion spacecraft begins testing for a moon mission with astronauts in 2025. Plus, a Montana company pioneers space agriculture using mushrooms. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory recently invited members of the media to get an up-close view of the Europa Clipper spacecraft, which is being prepped for a 5-year mission to Europa, one of Jupiter's moons. The mission aims to study the moon through a series of flybys and assess its potential habitability. Here with more details is our space correspondent. Can you tell us about the goals of the Europa Clipper mission?
The Europa Clipper is set to launch in October on an ambitious mission to conduct detailed reconnaissance of Europa. It will study the moon's icy surface and subsurface ocean, search for potential signs of life, and analyze its composition and geology. Europa has long been considered a prime candidate for harboring extraterrestrial life within our solar system, due to the presence of a vast salty ocean beneath its icy crust. This mission aims to gather crucial data to help scientists better understand the moon's potential habitability.
Fascinating. The media tour of the spacecraft must have been quite an experience. Can you describe what it was like to see the Europa Clipper up close?
Absolutely. Visiting the facility where the Europa Clipper is being assembled was an incredible opportunity. Before entering the clean room where the spacecraft is housed, we had to take several precautions to minimize contamination, such as walking across adhesive mats to remove dirt from our shoes, having our equipment cleaned, and donning protective gear. We even took an air shower as a final step before entering the warehouse. Once inside, the sheer size of the room was striking, a testament to the scale of the spacecraft and the mission ahead.
It sounds like an impressive operation. Were there any particularly notable technologies or instruments you observed during the tour?
While the Europa Clipper is equipped with a wide array of cutting-edge scientific instruments, one notable absence was any form of AI chatbot technology. The spacecraft's suite of instruments is specifically designed to study Europa's surface and subsurface, gathering data on its composition, geology, and potential habitability. These include cameras, spectrometers, radar, and a magnetometer, among others. The focus is on collecting empirical data that will help scientists better understand this fascinating moon and its potential to host life.
As the Europa Clipper mission moves forward, what are the next steps in preparing for its October launch?
With the launch window approaching, the team at JPL is working diligently to assemble and test all components of the spacecraft. The various instruments and subsystems will be integrated, and the Europa Clipper will undergo rigorous testing to ensure it can withstand the challenges of its journey to Jupiter and its moon. Once the spacecraft is fully assembled, it will be transported to the launch site where final preparations will be made before its anticipated October launch. The mission is expected to reach Jupiter in 2030, after which it will begin its series of flybys to study Europa in unprecedented detail.
It's an exciting time for space exploration, and the Europa Clipper mission promises to provide valuable insights into one of the most intriguing destinations in our solar system. Thank you for sharing your firsthand account of this remarkable spacecraft. We look forward to following its progress in the coming months and years. And speaking of progress, NASA's Artemis II mission is one step closer to reality as the Orion spacecraft undergoes crucial testing ahead of its planned journey around the moon with a crew of 4 astronauts. The spacecraft is currently inside an altitude chamber where engineers can simulate the conditions it will face in the harsh environment of space. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. Can you tell us more about this testing process and why it's so important?
Absolutely, David. Before any spacecraft can be deemed ready to carry humans, it needs to go through rigorous testing to ensure it can withstand the extreme conditions of spaceflight. The altitude chamber allows engineers to create a vacuum environment similar to what Orion will experience in space. They can also test how the spacecraft's systems perform under these conditions. This is crucial for identifying any potential issues and making necessary adjustments before the actual mission.
And what specific aspects of the Orion spacecraft are being tested in this altitude chamber?
Engineers are focusing on testing a wide range of Orion's systems, including its environmental control and life support systems, which are vital for keeping the astronauts safe and comfortable during their journey. They're also testing the spacecraft's avionics, power systems, and software to ensure everything works seamlessly together. Additionally, they're evaluating how the spacecraft's materials and components hold up in the simulated space environment.
This is a significant milestone for the Artemis II mission. Can you remind our listeners about the objectives of this particular flight and how it fits into NASA's broader Artemis program?
Certainly. Artemis II will be the first crewed mission of the Orion spacecraft, and it's set to take four astronauts on a trip around the Moon. This mission will serve as a stepping stone towards the ultimate goal of returning humans to the lunar surface and establishing a sustainable presence there. By flying Orion with a crew for the first time, NASA can validate the spacecraft's performance and safety before embarking on more complex missions like Artemis III, which aims to land astronauts on the Moon.
It's fascinating to see the progress being made towards returning humans to the Moon. Do we have any idea when Artemis II is expected to launch?
NASA is currently targeting a launch date no earlier than September 2025 for the Artemis II mission. However, this timeline depends on the successful completion of all necessary testing and preparations, including the ongoing tests in the altitude chamber. Once Orion passes these tests, it will be one step closer to being ready for its historic journey around the Moon with a human crew.
It's an exciting time for space exploration, and we'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on the progress of the Artemis II mission and the Orion spacecraft. Thank you for your insights today. And speaking of space innovations, in a groundbreaking mission to revolutionize agriculture beyond Earth's atmosphere, Garden City Fungi has partnered with Florida Atlantic University to explore the potential of sustainable food production using mycelium, the fungal root system, to create carbon dioxide essential for plant growth in space. For more on this fascinating story, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about this innovative project?
This is truly an exciting development, David. For the second year in a row, Garden City Fungi launched a mission into the upper levels of the stratosphere, marking a significant milestone in space farming. The project is led by Glenn Babcock, founder of Garden City Fungi, who expressed his enthusiasm about the potential impact on space agriculture. With the support of Florida Atlantic University, they are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in sustainable food production beyond our planet.
It sounds like there's a strong scientific component to this mission as well. What role are the researchers playing in this endeavor?
Absolutely, David. Dr. Todd Osmundson is leading the scientific efforts, focusing on sequencing the mycelium strains used by Garden City fungi. By analyzing the genome of the fungus before and after its journey to space, they hope to understand the effects of solar radiation on the organism. Additionally, Thomas McGowan and his team at Florida Atlantic University are studying the mycelium's CO2 output, plant viability, and reaction to space radiation. Their meticulous planning and research are crucial to the success of this mission.
It's fascinating to think about the implications of this research for the future of space exploration. How high did this mission reach, and what are the ultimate goals of Garden City Fungi?
The high-altitude balloon mission reached approximately 30 miles above Earth's surface, providing valuable insights into space agriculture. While this is above commercial aircraft, it's still below the altitude of the International Space Station. However, Glenn Babcock has expressed his vision of eventually launching these CubeSats from the space station itself. The successful return of the mycelium samples to the troposphere marks an important step in humanity's quest to sustain life beyond our planet.
It's clear that Garden City Fungi and its partners are paving the way for a greener future in space. As they continue to push the boundaries of agricultural innovation, we can only imagine the possibilities that lie ahead. Speaking of space, it seems there may be a thawing of tensions between the U.S. and China in this domain. A top U.S. general says China has reached out to discuss space safety, a sign that military ties between the two rivals may be improving. General Stephen Whiting, head of U.S. Space Command, says Beijing has contacted the U.S. about two space-related matters in the past 6 months. He called this very positive and said the U.S. would like to build on that. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. What exactly did General Whiting reveal about these interactions with China?
Well, David, while the general did not provide specifics on the two issues China reached out about, he did say the U.S. routinely shares data with countries, including China, on potential collisions in orbit. However, he noted that Beijing does not always respond to this engagement. Whiting emphasized that close international collaboration on orbital data is crucial to prevent collisions, and that the U.S. would love to have a regular channel to share safety data with China.
These comments come as relations between the U.S. and China have shown signs of improvement in recent months, particularly on the military front, right?
That's right. Military-to-military communications were restored following the meeting between Presidents Biden and Xi last November. In December, senior officials from both sides held a video conference to discuss avoiding miscalculations and maintaining open lines of communication. This was the first senior military engagement since talks were halted in 2022.
And it seems space issues have been a specific area of discussion between the two countries.
Yes, U.S. and Chinese officials met in October to discuss space situational awareness data, a meeting that reportedly resulted from the U.S. Commerce Secretary's visit to China in September. During that trip, space commerce was one of the economic issues discussed. China has rapidly ramped up its space activities in recent decades, with General Whiting earlier saying Beijing's military space abilities were growing at a breathtaking pace.
So could space emerge as an area of cooperation between the U.S. and China, despite their rivalry?
It's possible. China's outreach on space safety suggests it could join issues like climate change and artificial intelligence as potential areas of collaboration. In another example, NASA in December allowed its researchers to study China's moon samples, a notable exception given U.S. law has generally kept the American Space Agency and its Chinese counterpart at arm's length.
But that development also sparked some controversy, didn't it?
It did. The U.S. ambassador to China said he didn't believe the Chinese had shown much interest in working with the U.S. on space. China's space agency hit back, saying it welcomed scientists from all over the world, including the U.S., to apply for its lunar samples. An agency spokesman said China was always open to space exchanges with the U.S. and questioned whether the U.S. was playing with words or passing the buck.
While tensions persist, the fact that China and the U.S. are discussing space safety is a positive development, given the importance of avoiding accidents or misunderstandings in orbit. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.